Pakistan's top military spokesman, Major General Wahid Arshad, says the fighting broke out Sunday morning. He says Afghan forces fired on a Pakistani border post in Khurram Agency, an isolated tribal region bordering Afghanistan.
This is unprovoked firing, which was retaliated very strongly by our frontier corps troops, which are deployed there.
He says the exchange left at least 5 Afghan soldiers dead and 3 Pakistanis seriously wounded. Afghan officials have confirmed the incident, but insist Pakistani soldiers fired the first shot. One report quoted an Afghan official as saying 3 civilians and 1 policeman had been killed in the shooting. General Arshad says the matter is already under review by a tripartite security commission, which includes senior officials from Pakistan, NATO, and Afghan forces. The gun battle is the latest sign of deteriorating relations between the two key U.S. allies. This is the second time in less than a month the two armies have exchanged fire along their border. Fighting erupted several weeks ago after Afghan soldiers reportedly tore down a section of a controversial new security fence Pakistan is erecting in the area. The fence is meant to limit cross-border activity by suspected Taliban insurgents operating in the isolated tribal regions. Afghan officials say Taliban insurgents have established a series of bases inside Pakistan and routinely cross the border to attack Afghan and international forces. However, Kabul has strongly opposed the proposed fence. Officials there say it would unfairly divide tribal communities that live on both sides of the border. Nevertheless, Pakistan announced this week that it had completed the first section of the fence, and bilateral relations appeared further strained. General Arshad says Sunday's clash did not occur anywhere near the area being fenced, and he says there's still no clear indication what prompted the violence. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.